Denver, CBA Mobile.
CBA, N0TR.
N0TR, KB4CBA. Well, I was just getting ready to turn my radio off. Just kidding.
Well, anyways, Gunsmoke is on.
Rerun, you've seen it before, so, you know. But it's always fun to watch again and again. Sometimes I watch old shows and I hadn't seen in a long time. I can't remember how they ended, so it's like watching it for the first time.
That's exactly in the film. Well, I watch it of an evening, too, so... I like my gun smokes, but I've seen this one. This is where that little old lady and her mule on a cart and picks up a guy. I think there's two different ones of them. Can you believe it's 63 degrees outside and 19-mile-an-hour wind out of the west and 33% humidity and feels like it's 57? And then tomorrow, all the forecasting in the teens.
It ain't so, golly day. Well, I think, you know, I believe Chris Justice on Channel 4 was saying it was going to be warmer today, but it was going to feel colder because of the wind. But of course it's windy, but it doesn't really feel colder than yesterday. But anyway, but we're going to get there, so. I've already put my covers on my faucets outside, so, you know, protect them and, you know, try to do what I can to, you know, keep those things from freezing. I usually don't have a problem with that, but, you know, I like to err on the side of caution.
A hose, on a garden hose pipe to you, bust yesterday, and I started to water the chickens, and I got a free shower, and so I went to Home Depot and bought a couple more of them, and some insulation tape to put on them, but my phone, as I'm looking at it here on WIFF4, says 22 tomorrow, 45, and the next day 23 to 51, and Sunday 31 to 61. And then they're calling for some rain, Dave, over the weekend, I think.
And this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, Mobile, in Taylor's. I'm on the road that goes right through Taylor's. I don't know the name of it. It's probably Taylor's Road or something. Simple like that. But anyway, there's less traffic on this road than there is on Wade Hampton, so it's a lot more pleasant drive.
Right. It's just unbelievable what comes up 101 now. Well, I gotta get down to Clemson I by 2 o'clock, so I should be there at 1:45. So I'm gonna leave in about 10 more minutes for down there. And anyways, I'll correct myself here. It says Monday, 75% chance of rain, high of 54. Tuesday, 75%, high of 63. And Wednesday, high of 55%, 33 to 55. And then it's sunshine.
But there's a problem. See, I got a tennis game Monday at 10:30, so I don't want it to rain, you know, any time before that, you know, overnight or something, because that's just going to mess everything up. I think I played tennis. Yeah, I played tennis once this week.
You're going to have a heart attack or something if you only played once in a week. Well, Dave, I don't know. The weatherman's the only guy that's got a job and be wrong 7 times in a row and still hold his job.
You know, that's why they call it a forecast. Because, that way it gives them a little leeway. A little, we used to call that a fudge factor. I always tell my wife, you know, she says, well, you know, my thing on my car says I only have, 20 miles to go. And I said, oh, honey, they always, they set those things, you can go down to zero and keep going. You know, they have a little fudge factor in there.
Procrastinate, something like that.
Hey, she's not going to let hers get down to zero. And some people, they fill it like my sister fills up a half a tank. And, there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes I've been guilty of that because I know the prices are getting ready to go up. And so I want to be burning that cheaper gas while everybody else is burning the more expensive gas going down the road. So, but anyway. I don't know if you've ever taken a fuel pump out, but and they have what we call a sock on the at the bottom of the fuel pump, and that way the metal part of the pump's not touching the bottom of the fuel tank, which would make it very noisy. But that sock can pick up almost every drop of fuel you've got in that tank. And you leave the sock off, you might find yourself running out of gas. Oh, man. But anyway, if you let it get too low.
One, it was in a Mazda, and I'm trying to think of what I found out the problem was. But it was typical that year of a Mazda that we had. But it was a good car other than that. It was, you took the back seat out and put it in. But you know, Dave, and the fuel pumps I'm most familiar with that I've changed are the ones that are sticking out the side of the engine with a little arm on it that I think the cam operated. But and these newer ones, well, I'm just too old. I can't do that kind of stuff anymore. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. They used to say that if you let your tank run too low, that it could intermittently starve the engine, and I forget, that caused you to lose a catalyst. But I don't know if that's true or not. You're the expert.
I'm trying to think back. We had carburetors. I don't think we had cats when we had carburetors, but the main thing that affects the catalytic converter is a car running too rich, and it'll wash the cat out. That's what we call it, washing the cat. And it makes it, to where it won't do its job, and you'll get a O2 sensor code on the downstream O2 sensors if you have dual exhaust. And, but then you have to dig deeper and realize it's your cat's. You have to look at the information. information, the PIDs on the computer, and see if your upstream sensors are seeing the, and the downstream are seeing the same thing or near the same thing. If they are, then the cat's not working. So there's your, there you go. Oh, me. Cars, they can be they can be fun. Sometimes they can be a headache.
You are. Yeah, a pain in the gluteus maximus, and that ain't your elbow. I find them interesting, though. I've learned a lot from you, and the most I ever learned was like the exhaust gas circulation system. Radio Shack used to put out these books, and they were about an inch thick. And I read that on, they had different ones, like the cars, the communications, the electronic end of it. And they were just excellent, Dave. They really were. They taught me about air gas ratios and oxygen sensors and how the computer worked and that. I'm not up on this in-bus or whatever they call it nowadays, but one of the things that, if I'm not mistaken, you'd have to ask Dave Watson, is that they want you to buy a hybrid, but then they penalize you in your taxes, I think he said, because of the fact you're using the road and not using as much gas. That's our government for us.
I mean, it's like everything else. I mean, you know, you pay them now, you pay them later, or you just pay them continuously with a vehicle like that. I mean, you know, they're just playing around with us with hybrids. I mean, they could get a lot better gas mileage with those things if they wanted to. And God, it was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, my daughter just bought a brand new, I call it a futuristic car because it's actually a 25 Genesis. Now, Genesis is the upper crust of Hyundai. And, anyway, so we go through the whole thing. We're there like 5 hours. She wanted me to go with her to the dealerships on the other side of Greer. Yeah, I guess you know where it is, right there next to the Toyota. And so she's signed all the paperwork. We're getting, literally getting in the car, and the salesman says, oh, by the way, this car runs on 91 octane. It's a four-cylinder turbo. My wife's Toyota is a four-cylinder turbo, but it doesn't say what, you know, we have to burn high octane. So there's not a 91 octane, there's an 89 and there's a 93. So, you know, I just looked at her and she said, well, what happens if I put the regular gas in it? And he said, well, you'll just notice a, you know, lack of performance and lower gas mileage.
NZero TR. Yes, we went in there one time just to check it out, and believe me, Dave, it's high end. I mean, they'll come out and get your car and take it and service it and all kinds of stuff. A lot of extras with it. Looks like a fine car. They're beautiful, but it's a little out of my pay grade. But I'm sure there are different models of it. But even the guy that greeted you there was like going to Chop House 47, you know, for lunch or for supper, you know, something like that. If you've ever been there, it'll scare you to death. But I've only been there once, and the kids give us some gift certificates, and it still cost me after that. But not complaining. It's a very fine restaurant. But it's just something we don't need. Dave, I got to run. I got to get mobile. Great talking to you, as usual. And be safe out there. NZLTR 738.
Hey, Tom, will you be careful out there? I'm pulling in the garage. I'm just sitting here in the driveway. So I only have, you know, like a car length to drive. I think I can make it. The only bad thing that could happen is I run into my motorcycle. But anyway, so be careful with driving around out there with all the crazy people. And I'll talk to you later in 0TRKP4 CPA. Clear.